We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And welcome to show number 2,932. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10. Clack, clack.
All right, here we go. Michigan dog on hind legs turns on the stove and then almost burns his house down. Meanwhile, we go to the airport where a paraplegic man whose wheelchair was left on the plane is dragging himself on the ground. Hunter said he was shot by man's best friend. A woman attacks bus driver and everyone's life then comes to an end. And a Texas woman robs a store dressed as a crime dog. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. There is a veteran sword swallower out there. All right. It's kind of like the carnival star. He was performing in Atlanta recently, and he's been doing this sort of thing for years, but things did not work out so well when he decided to swallow 13 swords at once. Now, we'll share his full story in a minute, but just know that he knew that something had gone, quote, very, very wrong when I saw the massive amounts of blood. Yes, that's a quote from him. Now, we stay in Georgia for another story of things went wrong. In this case, students at Duluth High School, they were excited to watch a science experiment, and I don't know what the experiment was, but it involved fire, a pumpkin, and a ramp. Now, imagine their surprise when the teacher burst into flames. Something went wrong. The teacher ended up on fire. And oddly enough, I'm not making this up, the teacher's name is Ms. Cook. That's a true thing. Anyway, like the sword swallower, she performed this particular trick several times before, but this time it did not work out the way she thought it was. But to be fair, this kind of thing has happened to all of us. Maybe it's because of age. Maybe you didn't take your own safety precautions. Whatever the case might be, this is what we want to talk about today. Today's question, when did you realize you were not as good at something as you used to be?
Be part of the big show, call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, bitchola's in. Away we go. Welcome to show number 2932. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the holidays are getting ever so close. Surely we'll get some time off coming down the road. You'll probably hear this one again. Ted versus the FCC. Another round of profile. This will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And today we're going to talk about things that basically you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be. I kind of had a weirder scenario not too long ago where I upgraded my scoot because my scooter was stolen.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, now
you replaced it.
I bought another.
With something nicer.
I bought a different scooter, and that old scooter was a 50cc scooter. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the laws of the state,
like
I
the wind,
do not
brother.
Need to have a motorcycle endorsement. Yeah, 30 miles an hour, the wind blowing through your hair.
I think the state says it all. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not, under, right, if it's under 50, you're good.
I'm good to go. So I had this 50cc scooter. So I never got motorcycle endorsed or any of that stuff. But back when I actually was 16, 15 years old, and I had to take the driving test, there were two parts of the driving test, written, and then you got to go out and actually drive. Probably the same as it is today. I got 28 questions or 30 questions right out of 30.
Nice.
I studied for this thing. I took a driver's ed class. I had all that stuff. And I was perfect on the score. And then I went out and
much
aced,
like his hole-in-one and other things.
And then, speaking of, I aced the driving aspect of
like
it as
your
well.
Hole-in-one,
right, exactly.
And everything else.
Aced,
yes, we know.
Aced.
Everything in your path, you did magnificent.
Actually, the guy who gave me the test that day said, you're the best I've seen all day. I don't know if there's only three people taking the test. Who knows?
I don't believe said, anything you're saying.
It's true. I felt good about it. Like I went home and I was like, not only did I nail the written part, but I actually nailed the parallel parking, the slalom course, or whatever.
Everyone who got their license did. I just think that you are some revisionist history about
I got
30 out of 30 right.
I was perfect.
Teacher says you're the best I've ever seen.
And I'll tell you why. Because
Sir, you get free drinks. We heard you got a great test score on your test.
Here's the deal. I never got 100 at anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even gym class.
I believe that.
You know what I mean? And that's why I remember this test and remember acing it because I never do that. So,
all right.
So then I got to go and I get a 125cc scooter. Now I got to go take this test, all right? So I figured, you know, I know the rules of the road. I've been driving. I will do a little brush-up studying, you know, the night before I go in and take, because you got to take the written, then you got to take the driving test.
Wait, you got to take the written again?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
So I go in, and
hey,
I'm like,
watch your language.
I got this, man. I've been driving, for the most part, my whole life, off and on, so I feel like I know the rules of the road. And whatever it was that was the minimum that you can miss, like if you could only miss 8 and pass the test, that's what I got. And one of the ones that I got right, I switched up. So I was almost failed the test.
I'm with you. I had to take the test because I physically lost my license. So only a couple of years ago, as an adult, I had to take it. Same thing. I missed whatever the maximum allowed to miss.
Yeah.
I missed.
Now also,
what do you
in
think
mind,
that is? I guess maybe because as a kid, you've never driven, so this test is really, really important. And unlike school, this is something you really want to do. Then as an adult, you're like, I got this.
Now the place.
I got this.
Now the place that I need to take the test is about 20 miles from my house. Okay, now keep in mind, they do not give you a bike to use. You have to bring your own bike. I do not have a flatbed truck, so I can put my bike on there to drive over there and take it. So how do I get to take my test? Well, I drive my scoot. But this is actually one of the first times that I'd ever driven the thing because I just got it.
So wait a minute, you're telling me that you rode your scooter to take the test to get licensed to legally ride your scooter?
That is correct.
Living on the edge,
That's
brother.
That's what I'm saying.
This is rebel.
It's
a rebel.
It's insane. So I get there, and then the driving portion comes in. And it's just, the bike's a little bit differently weighted. It's a little heavier than my little tiny, you know, lawnmower that I was driving around before. So as far as leaning into turns and not taking your feet off the pegs and putting them down, there's all these things. I failed the maximum amount of things that you could fail on the physical test as well.
Best I've ever seen.
If you could do five wrong things and that was it, I did five wrong things. I still passed. So I got, maybe...
Did you know you were effing up at the time? Like, when you kind of made the mistake, you're like, ah.
I just realized that, my glory of remembering just how I nailed this at 16 years old. And now I'm 40-some years old, and I'm struggling. Like, I don't think I'm going to pass this damn thing.
It happened to me both times. I didn't get my first license until I was 18, and I took the... I didn't take the written test twice.
All right.
Because I messed up on a bad question.
Okay. What was the question?
It was like, Johnny's been drinking.
Okay.
Like, when does he drive again? And it's like, after a night of sleep or this or that. One of the options, again, I was, as a teenager, was like, he takes a two-hour nap and drinks coffee. And I was like, Johnny's good. And they were like, no, he's not. but I remember when I took...
2 hour and coffee?
And coffee?
It seems logical.
Hey, the Johnny I know, he's all right.
But when I took the driver's test, I remember they're like, I bumped something or whatever, and we pulled back in, and the guy's shaking his head, and he looks at my mom and goes, he's not going to make it. And then he counted it up, and I snuck in.
Were you like,
okay. Our question, when did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
It's Ed, your luck. Let's talk to Johnny.
Hello,
Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichoras!
Hola!
Hey, what's going on, 8 Miles?
Yeah.
Hey, Ted can tell you, it's sip it on some scissor.
Okay,
You're saying Miles didn't do a good job of recreating that?
Holy cow.
He's the best
in the
business.
If you watched the pregame show, you would know.
Yeah. I was watching the whole thing on Facebook Live. It was amazing.
Miles, 3-6 Mafia Freak.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
So my story is about hunting. And I've been hunting with my uncle, I don't know, since I was 14, all the way up to about 16, 17, and I quit after this. But, and we normally go up to Curlew and stuff, and I don't know if you guys ever been on a horse that decides to roll over on you.
You know, it's going to shock you, but I have not.
That's no fun. But this one actually is up there in Clay Ellum. And I tried to figure out why the hell my uncle wanted me to walk 1,000 yards up in the woods, take a right, and then walk about 1,000 yards that way. And basically, I was just spooking all the deer next to, towards him. So we did that up there for, about a day and a half. And the side note is that you see these guys that's driving down the side roads and stuff like that. And I asked them, I was like, what the hell are they doing? He goes, they're road hunting. I go, they're peas, they're whatever. So it was about the second day, we're about done. Come through, whatever, and we couldn't find anything. He said, jump in the truck, Dave. We're going to go road hunt. So we started driving down the road, and he stops, and I went to pull out my gun. He goes, no, you just sit there. And he gets in the back of the truck, and he hits the spike, flips over, whatever, and we walk, maybe 300-400 yards up this hill, and it's dead. And he asked me to hold the front of the hooves or whatever so he can gut it. Well, I've never seen a 3 years or whatever, I've never seen a dead deer or whatever. So I'm getting in close while he's gutting this thing. Well, the damn knife got stuck in the rib cage and went right through my knee.
Oh!
So he looked at me, he was surprised. I looked down, there was nothing coming down. And he was like, are you okay? And I go, I think so, I don't see it. And then I looked down, and my whole freaking chin and everything is just full of blood. So this is wintertime, so I took off my shirt and I wrapped it around there and I hobbled down the hill trying to carry this damn deer. We get in the truck and we're like Clay Ellum, so I'm up here in Burlington, so it's good 2.5-3 hours whatever to get up here. We didn't even go to the hospital. We went and ate breakfast and then finally got home. Guaranteed I was 17, so my mom's pissed off at my uncle. Finally takes me to the freaking the emergency room. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, everything's just hurting. Well, the nurse comes around to give me my stuff to sign and stuff like that, and she kicks my leg. The worst pain I've ever had. Until they started trying to freaking hit the nerves to where it would numb it was bad.
Did you? So, it was a bad situation.
watching.
This knife had deer blood and guts on it, slips through that, goes to the ribs, and plunges into your knee. And your uncle never thought to take you to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough to stab someone in the knee, but if I said, oh, the knife I stabbed you in the knee with also has animal blood on it, I just feel like everyone would agree maybe we should expedite the situation, right?
Here's one for you. A seasoned swad swallower landed himself in the hospital last week, believe it or not, and he's a seasoned one. When one of his death-defying stunts went awry, Chris Steele was performing a routine 13-sword swallow at the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta last Thursday when he was forced to drop to a knee due to the venue's low ceilings. Things didn't line up. I gave a push when I shouldn't have given a push. He said in a Facebook video that he filmed from his hospital bed. The daredevil said he punctured through his esophagus and continued pushing the swords for another 16 inches down into his chest cavity.
Jesus.
I then spun them about 180 degrees before pulling them out. Once pulling them out, I knew something was very, very wrong by the massive amounts of blood. Shockingly, though, Steele and his wife, with whom he performs as Captain and Mabel, bypassed a trip to the hospital in favor of another performance and didn't even check in until 2 days later.
Gotta make that money, dog.
Steele sat out that second performance, spent the first night in the ICU, though miraculously, none of his vital organs were damaged. He still remains hospitalized with internal bleeding. You know, the possibility of making a mistake is out there. You can make a mistake, and then when it happens, you know how dangerous and bad it could be. Our question today, when did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Look, man, I don't know a lot about sword swallowing, but I was the only thing in that article where I feel like I would have done different, once he said he had to get down to a knee because the ceilings were too low, right? If you do, like, if you juggle fire, if you swallow swords, I just feel like when you say, hey, man, this is exactly how much space I need to do this, you need exactly that.
Right, because doing it on your knees is different.
Because you have a different posture, probably.
Isn't that like the huge thing in golf? There's some guys that can like get on their knees and like still swing a golf club and crush it. And it's like a big fancy trick you do.
Just because of the posture, right. I mean, that's
right,
all.
The guy's on his knees.
Yeah, man. And then also, if you see that big pool of blood, you might want to also go to the hospital.
And I feel like if you're swallowing swords, you can demand the proper amount of room.
Yeah, I'm swallowing swords, man. Yeah. I'm making balloon animals. Hello, Franklin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing well, sir.
Nice. Anyways, so, I realized I wasn't as good at something as I used to be. I used to race BMX a lot back in the day when I was younger. And I broke my foot, couldn't really ride much anymore, so I ended up doing the filming thing. So, a couple months ago, I was filming for one of my buddies at a track, and everybody egged me on to take one of the biggest jumps there.
How long had it been since you'd done this?
Let's see, I'm 24 now, and I was 13 at the time.
So you haven't ridden in a really long time.
Yeah, really long time. But so I pedaled as fast as I could right for that jump, and jumped, and then cased the landing, so my front tire hit the top of the back of the landing.
Oh, so you didn't even clear the ramp.
No, And it slungshot me straight into the ground in front of the landing, and I mean I had safety gear on and everything, but yeah.
I was gonna ask, were you wearing shoulder pads and a helmet?
I mean it doesn't hurt.
Oh yeah, no, it hurt. And I was wearing a helmet, like a full face helmet, but that was it. So like my shoulders were all scraped up and bruised up, and
I'm assuming you don't do that anymore?
Yeah, no.
No. All right, now, here's a question. Do you think, he said he was 9 years old or 13 years old when he used to do the BMX thing, and then he revisits it again at 24. Do you think it's easier to be 24 and recreate something you could do at 13, right, physical, or would it be older to learn something or harder to learn something at the age of 24 and then recreate it, say, 20 years later when you're 44, right?
I just don't think,
because I feel like if you learned it as an adult, whatever safety precautions you had in your head will still be built in. You might not execute it as well, but I feel like how I felt about things at age 13, mm-hmm. I may have still thought I felt that way at 24, but you learn real quick.
Well,
you know what I mean? I think, put it this way, I think it's harder for me to recreate anything I did on a skateboard or a bike
at
age 24 when I was 13. But if I learned these things when I was 24, I'd have a better chance of doing it now.
Right, yeah. And you're more cautious. Right? I mean, even just simple things. Amal, you'll attest to this. Like, we were talking about the other day, like shagging a fly ball.
It's impossible.
Right? Like,
it's
just
impossible.
You're just like, of course I can catch a fly ball. And somebody hits you one, and you're like, oh my God.
You start, yeah.
Right? And before you know it, it's over your head. You're looking like a jackass.
And the last time I did that, we were playing softball, and I took off from a dead start, and I just pulled my hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was out within two innings. I was like, oh God. I couldn't even, because how often, like, look, I run. But that's different.
But not full sprint.
Yeah, you don't just start from a stopping position and run as fast as you can. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm running. So I ripped something out. But we used to work with this guy named Kevin. And Kevin would skateboard to work.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm outside having a smoke at that time. Kevin's got his skateboard. I'm like, hey, man, let me see that thing. Because I used to skateboard all the time.
Right.
All
right?
So
right.
I pushed off one time. One time. And my front leg was wobbling so bad. That the whole skateboard was wobbling up. I squared up on it, man. And, like, I know you snowboard, so, you know, you probably, this might be easier for you now.
No, wait, do you snowboard or have you snowboarded?
Well, yeah,
I went enough for a few years.
Yeah, okay.
I would feel comfortable getting on a snowboard. I don't want to get
When I got my second leg up, I realized, uh-oh, I am in trouble, and I am picking up speed. Because I was coming down that ramp.
Why would you do it on a ramp?
Because that's how we used to ride as kids.
No, I understand that, man, but it's like the warm-up.
I know, I just figured I could jump back on the thing, you know what I mean? So I go crashing into that railing. You know that railing that goes straight down? Like, thump, thump, and I'm like holding on, like, oh God, thank God, I'm okay. Here's your skateboard back.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what, like, I mean. I know you rode as a kid.
No problem. It's a bike, right? You just jump back on.
That's the one weird thing. You literally can get on a bike and just ride it again.
Yeah, a bike you can.
I've seen some people, man.
Let me rephrase that. A beach cruiser, you can. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just a single speed bike? Like, well, I could hop on that and do that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd hop on, like, a...
Really? Just like somebody handed you the mountain bike. You don't have
I don't know
to
how
go
to change
shifting.
Gear.
Oh, wow.
So you never had a bike with the gear?
No.
You never had a bike with the gear?
No.
Damn. To me, that was like getting pubic hair and masturbation, man. It was like when your parents said, hey, we're going to get you a bike that's not a one-speed. I'm like, welcome to the adult world. I might as well start shaving.
I think I was more excited about the pubic hair. It took a long time.
I felt like getting handbrake meant you were an adult.
On a one-speed bike.
Yeah.
Just meant you can't figure out how to pedal backwards. I wanted the extra gears, man. I got my first 10-speed. Life was set.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. Our question today, when did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Griffin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Griffin.
Yeah, he's half man, half eagle.
Nice.
What's that?
You're half man, half eagle. We've never talked to a real-life Griffin before.
Hey, man, how you doing? Got legendary sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any centaurs?
Do I know any centaurs? No, but I know some pretty horsey guys.
Okay, pretty horsey guys. Okay.
All right. I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Hey, I know I'm not like anyway. All right, on to the story. I don't have a lot of time. My phone's about to die here, but so really quick, this happened to me. I don't know, a couple years ago, but I decided for my liver steak. To take a little break from drinking. And it was about probably 9-10 months that I had stopped drinking, and a special occasion come up. I don't remember what it was. I think it was a friend's birthday. We ended up going out to my favorite little bar out in West Seattle, Vidiot. And after about 9-10 months of not drinking, I proceeded to drink anywhere between 10 and 12 shots, depending on how strong
it was. No!
doesn't matter if you took 10 months off or 10 years off. That's a lot of shots.
I know alcoholics that would go down in flames with 10 to 12 shots, man.
Yeah. So, and I did it in about an hour and a half with no food base and no water. And about 20 minutes later, all of the regrets began. And I went into, like, full shock. I was having little, you know, almost seizures. I was fully dehydrated, couldn't keep anything down. Had to do the whole stomach pump, go to the hospital, all that.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And I learned, well, I thought I learned, that maybe you should eat a little bit of food and maybe you should start a little slower.
And maybe not do 10 or 12 shots.
Have you drank since then?
Well, here's the funny story. I've been slowly easing myself back into drinking since then. And had been drinking pretty regularly, and then took 2 weeks off here to stop drinking just because I think I was spending too much money, whatever, and did the exact same thing again, but didn't think, you know, after 2 weeks that I would have the same issue, and it was worse. This happened last Tuesday.
So you drank 10 shots without eating anything in an hour and a half.
Probably more this time because I had about, I go to this little bar where they serve you these hurricanes. Better in a pint glass.
Jesus,
God, a
hurricane. I mean, like, there's a reason.
And then I just drank gasoline and lit my mouth on fire.
This is what I'd say, man. Keep going on drinking. Just do away with the shot, like stick with beer or something like that.
Right.
I mean, clearly, and this is coming from people that have done quite a few shots in our lifetime.
Sure.
But
yeah, hurricane's a strong drink.
And they call it a hurricane.
But if you are drinking that much anyway, then drink a glass of water in between all this stuff, because if you're not drinking the water, it'll slow you down anyway.
And you know this, man. You're not new to this. Come on.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Listen, there's very few things that you should get better at as life goes on. And not giving yourself a hangover is one of those things. Bless you. I truly believe that you do continually learn from your mistakes.
You do, but to be honest, it takes a real long time for some of us.
God, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Sure.
How'd you feel the other day?
Horrible. When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.